Coming up on the show.
Okay, we are officially 21 seconds in, and Rob is broken.
This is a story about dolls. This is Mr. Plantagenet and Mrs. Plantagenet. What the fuck's up with their names? And what's that creature? What the fuck is that thing?
Oh, you find out about Apple later.
Delicious.
Yeah, no fucker says it like that, do they? Sorry, but no.
Delicious.
And... oh, you know, it actually really bugs me because you get the full-on mouth sound of him biting into that sandwich.
Well, Argos colour doesn't come back.
Oh, of course it's not. Argos is pretty much gone.
This came out of the Event Horizon, didn't it?
I've got an admission. I bought this on CD single from Woolworths.
Jesus Christ.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Variety Show with me, Tom, and him, Rob. I'm not even giving him the chance today, ladies and gents, because I know he'll be a knob. Hi, Rob.
Hello, mate.
There we go. See, he does exist. We have recorded so much in the past 2 weeks. Last week, we recorded the episode that you've just listened to of the Variety Show. Then we recorded the Untitled Sci-Fi Show on Monday, just gone. And now this is the same week and it's Thursday and we're recording the Variety Show again.
So our third attempt at recording this episode too.
Yeah, well, so look, dumb me sent my car to the mechanic and the mechanic phoned me at 5 p.m. saying, oh, your car's ready to collect. And it's like, brilliant. You phoned at dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cooking. There's no one else home except for Kay. So I can't leave her on her own and I can't leave the food cooking. What time do you close? Oh, well, you'd have to be down here by 5:15. Well, that's fucking brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'll come and pick up tomorrow morning. Oh, yeah, that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. Roll on about 7:30. You've fallen asleep in T's bed. So I'm then panicking, going, why is he not responding? Dear. I left all the recording stuff in the car because of just what's been going on. I thought we may record at yours all of a sudden. So if I just leave it there, I know where it is. It was dumb of me, completely on me. But anyway, I'm off to San Francisco next week. I'm going to bring back lots of American goodies. We'll have a giant American taste test. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to pick up some Pepsi probiotic drink.
Yeah, cool.
So, you know, in the UK, we have Yop, or the little Yakults. Mm-hmm. Well, they've done probiotic Pepsi.
They're going to have some funky stuff over there.
Yeah, so I'm going to buy as much as I can really get back safely. So I'm looking forward to all of that. This episode might be a bit shorter than normal. Normally I've had like a week and a half to plan it out. It's only been a week of planning. Totally on me. We're aiming for 45 minutes to 60 minutes, but we're just going to see how it goes. Anything else to share?
I have an incredibly large stress ulcer in my mouth. That helps.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Also, I've got a joke to tell you. Can I tell you a joke?
Who told you this joke? Is it a tea joke?
Yeah, I told him. He found it hilarious. He did not get it, but he still found it hilarious.
Good lad.
The fact that I then had to tell him again this morning, the first thing he asked for was the goat joke.
The goat joke. Okay, greatest of all time. Here we go.
No, it's because it's got a goat in it. So there's a guy walking in the field, and he's walking along, and he's like, oh, gosh, what's that? He finds a well, huge well in the middle of this field. Have you heard this joke before?
Oh, I haven't heard it, but I think I know where it's going.
And he's looking down, he's like, oh, this is very deep, and I can't quite see the bottom. So he just picks up a small stone, throws it down the well. It doesn't hear a noise because, oh, that's deep. Grabs a slightly bigger bigger rock, throws that down. Nothing. Okay. Gets a massive rock. He sees a massive rock. He lifts it up, takes it over, drops it down. Nothing. He goes, fucking, what's bigger than that? Railway sleeper. There's a railway sleeper there. He picks up this railway sleeper. Oh, he's dragging it. He drops it down. Nothing. I mean, after a couple of moments, he hears this noise behind him, turns around, there's a goat running full pelt at him. Last moment, he manages to jump out the way as the goat just misses him, goes down the well. He's like, fucking hell, a goat nearly tried to knock me down the bloody well. Anyway, a few minutes later, a farmer comes up to him and says to him, don't suppose you've seen a goat around, have you? And the guy's like, oh God, I don't want him to know that I've just, you know, might have, you know, his goat might have gone down his fucking well. Says to the farmer, I haven't seen any goats. No. And anyway, you can't just have goats just walking around. Maybe you should tie him up to something. He goes, I did. I tied him to a railway sleeper.
Fuck's sake.
It's how I tell
him. Oh, Jesus. There's an Englishman.
Well, that was the quickest. The boys have been cancelled. I do like that joke, though. Anyway, let's watch a sadistic kids' TV show that will fuck Rob up for nights upon end.
Right, we are heading back to the 80s. In particular, 1984 to 1986, for a show called Totty. Have you heard of Totty?
No, I never heard of it.
I don't blame you. Honestly, it got rerun. It did get rerun on the Beeb. It's a BBC product. It's 100% a BBC product. And it's traumatic. We're going to be watching episode 5 of it today. And any of you that maybe watched, I know Rose Coloured Spectrum also did a cover of it on YouTube. Well worth going and watching his stuff, by the way. It's one of these shows that when you see it, you're not going to believe that it's real. You're going to go, no. Someone's done this. This is a joke, isn't it? This is one of these things that's been made to look old, robot chicken-esque. Just, it's British and it's really dark. It's not. This is 100% true. And what we're going to do, we're going to watch the 15-minute episode, and I'm going to get your live reaction to watching this episode. So we're going to watch it. I'll press pause while we're watching it. And when you want to say something or I want to say something, I'll unpause it and we'll converse about it.
Okay. But I wonder if I'll recognise it when it starts, but I certainly don't remember the name.
I very much doubt it. But I think what we need to do, first of all, is we need to test your knowledge of 80s kids shows. Now, we already know your knowledge on that isn't going to be great because it's early 80s. We were both born in the 80s. So I've chosen shows that they may have become popular in the 80s, but they were shown to us in the 90s. They were the BBC Two early morning TV show you watch while getting ready for school sort of stuff.
Okay.
So I've got 8 shows. I'm going to play you a little bit of their intro, and I want you to tell me what the show is, and then I'll play the full one once we know the answer.
Okay.
Are you ready for show 1?
Go for it. I'm not going to get any right.
You will. 100%. I guarantee you will get at least one of these.
Okay.
This is 29 Acacia Road.
Okay, and this is Eric, Banana Man.
Who leads an amazing double.
You're not going to wait for it to finish, are you?
No, it's okay. Banana Man. I'll just say it.
Banana Man, and yeah, we're going to have the whole one because I'm definitely not padding for time this week, honest.
This is 29 Acacia Road.
It's just such a legendary Eric, intro.
Wait, if you want the episode to last an hour and a half, I can make it last an hour and a half.
Eric eats a banana, an amazing transformation occurs.
Anaphylaxis!
What is it when you eat too many bananas?
Potassium poisoning.
Yeah, that's it.
What a banger of a show. What a banger of a theme tune. Absolutely loved it. Are you ready for show number 2?
Down at the bottom of the garden. Poddington Peas.
Hey, see? 2 out of 2.
Oh, there's a weird noise in this one.
A lot of little people. Yeah, these are all dodgy recordings of people's horrible, like VHS and old school TV recordings.
I don't think we need to do the long version of that. That had an awful buzzing noise.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Poddington Bees, best show in the world. It beat whatever show it was in the section that we shall
Pokemon
not talk about.
It did beat Pokemon.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, still bitter.
Bit him too. Ba-dum-tsh. Right, okay, show number 3. Let's see if you can get 3 out of 3.
He rode a boat to sea to do some sleeping and some fishing. When he awoke, he saw an island. Was he dreaming or just wishing?
Rob's face right now is utter confusion. And I had to stop it there because, like Art Attack, it starts singing his name over and over.
I have no idea. Is it like Thomas Tank about a boat?
No. So this is the first.
What was that called? Chuff? Was the boat one called?
Tugs.
Tugs. Is that on there?
No, Tugs isn't on there. But we need to talk about Tugs at some point because the boats can die.
We've done this.
Yeah,
we've done it on the show already.
I'll play the full one so you'll know exactly what this song is. Mm-hmm. And you'll kick yourself. This was made by the same people that made Postman Pat, Woodland Animations. And in fact, there's another one of their shows on here as well. Not Postman Pat. We'll get to that one in a minute. Hang on a moment. That's the same fucking clip. I'll just tell you then. It was Charlie Chalk.
Of course.
Charlie Chalk.
Yeah,
looks
I didn't
like
ever watch it, you
lives
know.
On an island.
Didn't watch it. But yeah.
It's a fucked up show. Properly fucked up. Basically, he's lost at sea, washes up on an island, that's full of freaks. It's the island of Dr. Moreau.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the kids' version. Right, show number four. Will he get this one?
Sometimes I think you're a dream. When we work out what you have to do, you can always turn the goods out, always turn the goods out. We can depend upon you. Clicking in the gray, flashing in the night, your computer is shining.
One of the best theme tunes of all time, ladies and gents.
You have a mind of your own, and I think that's
it's very likely,
I don't recognise it. I like it, though. I'm enjoying it.
So that was Woodland Animations again, and if I haven't fucked up, hopefully.
Sometimes I think you're...
Oh, for fuck's sake, I fucked up. It's Bertha.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bertha, lovely Bertha.
What is it you've done wrong?
I must have fucked the files up, if I'm honest. That's all I can think
of. You haven't rendered out for the next section.
They've not exported properly some of these.
Never mind.
It happens. But yeah, Bertha, Woodland Animations, all about a machine that can make anything. And it always goes wrong till something goes wrong to start with. Highly racist nowadays. They have I nearly said hotel for some reason. The factory's janitor is of Indian origin. And the voiceover artist that did all the voices for it, very famous person, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, did an Indian accent for him.
Mm.
And it's the 80s.
Is it Diddy Kong Racing Indian accent?
Oh, it's worse.
Okay.
It's worse. Okay, show number four. So at the moment, you're 2 out of 4. You're 50-50 at the moment. Let's see if show 5 helps any more.
It's time for the round.
And now this is a fucking banger, ladies and gents.
Rash and Gay.
Was fresh again. What the fuck are you listening to?
That was so hard to understand. So
then
bad
the rain
quality.
Came until the world was round and fresh again.
I've no idea what that is.
Oh, I've got a feeling this is going to be fucked up as well. Let's face it. Oh, no, it isn't.
Rainbows climb, clouds drift by, brollies fly through a
That was the name of the show.
Sky.
You've just missed it.
Is this real?
The Brollies.
Nothing appears to be
I have no idea what that is.
Really?
Yeah.
Far away, I can hear the voice in the weather house call out a name. Mr. Brolly, it's time for the rain.
and then we get creepy kids start singing.
Are they umbrellas?
Right, no, okay, we're pausing this for a moment while I take us away from Totty on TV to show you the Brollies, which episode 1 also shows that they are Satanists.
Honestly. Okay.
And we're back in the room, and I've just proven to Rob, A, that this show existed, that no, it's not some weird God Squad one, even though you watch the front end, it's like, as you said, what did you say? Is this the rapture?
I mean, this is 5 minutes of my life I'm not getting back, I gotta say.
No, Harry getting sucked into the weather house to be confronted by Mr. Brolly, who has drawn a pentagram on the floor. For episode 1, there is a pentagram on the floor. And I thought, no, someone has ripped the piss there. That's been done on purpose. No, there's several copies of Springtime by different people, different qualities. It's there each time.
He peeled himself out of bed, as we said.
Yeah, right. Less said than the better. Right, okay. Show number 6.
This is a story about an ordinary teddy bear.
Super Ted. I was going to say
when
that
he
before
made,
he said that.
They found
I was thinking I knew this
one. And threw him away like a piece of rubbish.
Such a dark intro. Yeah. And then a spotty man looked through the window and stole him, because that's still theft. Whether a factory has removed the toy or not, until it's in the bin and in the dump, that is theft.
Is the spotty man an alien?
Yeah, the spotty man is a dirty, dirty alien who's got space herpes. That's what makes the spots. And that's why his girlfriend's covered in spots.
And the postman.
Well.
And the milkman.
Also, Super Ted weirdly was the butcher. And the dentist, apparently, because any time I went to the dentist when I was really little, it was Super Ted stickers.
You know what? It was, yeah. And yeah, so it was ours.
Super Ted seemed to be the sticker of choice of dentists of the 80s and 90s. Right, I'm not going to play all of Super Ted. Show number 7. Can you get this one?
I know it.
Yeah. Shit, you know what? I said about in the last episode, we need more saxophones, need more fucking pan pipes as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Now, top of my head now, I can't remember what the show's fucking called, but I know this one.
Above the streets
yeah.
and houses, rainbow climbing high. Everyone can see it smiling over the sky. Paint the whole world with a rainbow.
And of course, if you went to primary school in this area, you learnt Zippy and Bungle playing in the jungle, having a lot of fun. Zippy got silly, whipped out his willy, and shoved it in Bungle's bum.
Well, at my school, we didn't. We did not learn that.
You know what? Church, sorry, before we have the final song. Oh, well.
We were learning about the rapture.
I was going to say something about Christianity in schools, and probably not a good idea.
I wasn't in the choir.
Oh, good. I was very disappointed, of course, to know that Kay has grown up and gone through all of primary school and had not learnt Ip, dip, dog shit, fucking bastard, dirty git, you are not it.
She never heard it before.
She'd never heard that one before.
Would there be cap, cap, no cap, sigma, sigma.
Fucking twat. You are not blat.
Ip, dip, no cap, fucking bastard, sigma, git, you are not it.
For fuck's sake. Have show eight. And this is, again, a banger of a theme tune. I'm going to have a playlist of theme tunes, I think.
It's Fraggle Rock.
Yes, it is.
Down at Fraggle Rock.
Great. Down at Fraggle Rock.
It's a great intro.
Oh,
are you going to play the whole thing for us? Or
do you want me to play
the whole thing? Yeah, there's a bit more like this one.
You want, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
As for me, listening to this then makes me think, oh, I'm going to watch Fraggle Rock. It's Sunday. I'm going to have a nice plate of bread and butter in front of the TV. Then Dad's going to switch the TV over, which will annoy me. And then I'll hear the Ski Sunday music. And it's just like, yeah, no, I'm in it again.
Did your mum and dad let you have any water with the bread and butter?
Dinner would have been in an hour's time. It was a little snack to tide me over.
Shut up, Thomas. Have you bread or you're lucky you got butter on that bread, boy.
I'm not going to play you the whole
Grandstand's on in a minute. Shut up.
Oh, Grandstand. What a theme tune for that as well.
Go on, can you play it, please? Sorry.
Copyright strike. And copyright strike.
No more AdSense. You know what's good about it? Is it's the actors singing it.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so good.
You just see some dude there playing it.
It makes you
feel good, doesn't it?
Oh, it's so good. Theme.
Oh, that was weird. That was going
theme
left, right,
tunes there. Do not hit as hard as they used to.
No.
I think you got about 50-50 on that quiz.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I'm going to traumatise you. So I'm pretty sure you're definitely not going to remember this. Based on the fact you didn't get 100 out of 100 on that. Well, you didn't get 100%, I should say. There weren't 100 questions, geez. I think you're not going to remember this at all. I think you're going to go home and you're going to go and cuddle your loved ones. And you're going to go, thank you for being here. Please don't send me to Tom's ever again. He shows me bad things, Daddy. Bad things.
Yeah, well, I wasn't impressed with the Brollies. So let's see how this other one goes.
Oh, this is a whole nother level.
This is a story about dolls in a doll's house, about Mr. Plantagenet and Mrs. Plantagenet, who was called Birdie, about Apple and Dana, and of course about Totty.
Okay, we are officially 21 seconds in, and Rob is broken.
This is a story about dolls. This is Mr. Plantagenet and Mrs. Plantagenet. What the fuck's up with their names? And what's that creature? What the fuck is that thing?
Oh, you find out about Apple later.
Is it a dog or is it a cat? Or is it a giant?
Oh, no, that thing. Oh, no, you'll find out about that in a minute. You've given it 21 seconds. You haven't let him even say right, off all the no, family's
so people,
names.
There's other people out here who don't know what this is. Right, this is an old, old-looking doll's
84
house.
To 86.
And there's five dolls here, four human-esque, few human-adjacent dolls there, so, and a blob.
Right, so, yeah, doll-wise, you've got a...
They're all different.
On the far left, obviously you're not seeing this, but if you watch this, I'll stick the data for the YouTube into the metadata. There's a Dutch doll, which is that traditional wooden-style doll that was painted.
Yeah.
You've got a stuffed little child woolen
kind of
doll.
Kind of
and
thing.
Then you've got two porcelain dolls, a woman and a man.
Now, that porcelain doll on the right, I won't say what I said off-air, what he looks like, but he looks like Gomez Adams.
Oh, no, he's got
the same tash.
So he is married to the Dutch doll. He's not married to the other one that looks like him.
Oh, I thought that was a child.
No, that's just a Dutch doll adult.
So who's the tall one then? Just some skanky-looking thing?
The one on the staircase at the moment.
Mm.
You'll find out. Let's move on.
This is horrible.
Another present they received was a doll. This was a small, heavy doll, which had lived in the doll's house when it belonged to Emily and Charlotte's great-grandmother many years ago. Her name was Marchpane.
We now have a cursed doll.
That looks like Annabelle has arrived.
Yes.
There's a haunted face on this fucking doll. It's a little China doll, blonde, cute little thing. Its eyes soulless.
Can I just point out, we're now 54 seconds in.
Yes, we
haven't even got to 1 minute yet, and Rob is...
That is a haunting face on that doll.
This doll has quite a dark story in this.
Right.
It
was their grandmother's, we just heard.
The great-grandmother's doll.
Oh, God.
It doesn't get better, mate. It doesn't get better. I'm sorry.
How strange it must be for you to be back.
Not nearly as strange as for you.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, one would hardly expect you to last so long.
Oh, why not?
Cheap material, of course. Shoddy stuff. Wood.
Okay, we're now 1 minute 55 in.
I like
it. And Totty, the Dutch doll, has been called a cheap slut, basically, by Marchpane. Cheap material is what she called her.
I like Mrs. Payne.
you like Marchpane. The bad guy of this episode.
Yeah, I quite like it, to be fair. She's like, she's straight talking. She's clearly a grandmother doll. Like, she's giving me grandmum vibes. Like,
oh, yeah, she's the grandmother who's got dementia and she's just got no inhibitions anymore.
Yeah, she's like, this is my house now.
Yeah, she'll be walking around naked in a minute. It's like, it's my house, I don't care. Look at my binge.
Chucking doll shit on the walls.
Oh, no. And then Mr. Plantagenet just purely having a meltdown. No, it's my house, I dreamed of it.
If you know, she's got no hands.
Yeah, well, he likes being pegged.
Not interested in children?
My God, I've just realised something.
Mm-hmm.
It's Norman from Fireman Sam.
It did sound like that,
it's
didn't
Norman.
It? I wonder if it's the same actor.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. Even the character looks like him. And to be fair, we find something out that's very similar to Fireman Sam later.
Be still. Emily and Charlotte came into the room.
And we got again 3 minutes. And we now know where Toy Story got the idea
just
from.
It's fucking rigid. It's just suddenly gets completely rigid, be still. I can't remember what I was going to say. Completely lost my train of thought. I wanted to say something then. No, it's completely fucking gone. Sorry. I wanted you to pause it for another reason and now it's completely... Oh, that was it. So the bits where you see the little girls, it's just a picture.
Yes.
But also where the dolls aren't moving, it's just a still frame.
Correct.
They're not filming them in motion.
No, this is a complete stop motion thing. So even the girls are stop motion. But there is a bit later that isn't stop motion.
the girls are stop motion. Someone comes and pushes the woman, girl's arm. Here, love. Here, no, love. There.
You will see. We've still got 14 minutes. Oh, no. We've still got 11 minutes of the episode to go.
Okay.
Oh, no. Mine. It's mine. Tra-la-la. Emily and Charlotte gave it to me.
It was not theirs to give.
Oh, really? I thought everything was theirs, including you.
Get out of my room.
My room? My pink room?
Get out! Get out! Get out!
My pink carpet, my pink bed, my pink room. Tra-la-la.
So what we've now learned, we're nearly 6 minutes into the episode, is the other doll that lived there before Marchpane returned was called Birdie.
Mm.
And Birdie has lost marbles, to say the least.
Fucking nuts.
She can't remember anything.
And my pink room.
Do you like my pink carpet? No, love, you shouldn't have waxed. See, she's completely batshit crazy. Marchpane has now decided that she can't be in the front room with anyone. And what makes me laugh is... you've got Totty, who's just turned to Mr. Plantagenet, who said, "You waste time hating. We must wish, what, for her death?"
Yeah, what are you wishing for,
It's
love?
Pretty brutal there.
Yeah, what is it he said? "I'm the master of the house." Oh, yeah. Fuck off.
So, yeah, so Mark Payne is now kicking them out of the front room, and he's whinging because he's the master of the house, which there's just no choice. He's not the master of the house. Totty obviously
the,
is.
He's not the master of
I don't think
pants.
He's ever worn trousers in his life.
What about Apple here? Where is Apple allowed to go?
Well, he's your little boy, so he should stay in the kitchen.
Shan't!
I'm afraid you will have to, Apple.
So, can we just point out then, so Birdie has a child, Apple. She's
Shan't.
A single mum.
Yeah.
And he's a shitbag. No, that's not linked. Sorry, that sounded like I was trying to link that. That's nothing to do with linking it. It's just that Apple is a shit. Birdie lost her mind somehow. Is now a single mum. Maybe that's to do with being
single. You're saying they're not linked, but I'm just going to pull this curtain across here. There is a board with lots of string connecting lines between
and
being
one
a wanker
big red...
and single mums. And I don't know what Tom's getting to here.
Stop it. But we're about to see Apple be a little bit naughty.
Okay.
We shall see about that, shan't we, you little splinter? We shall see.
They soon saw. They saw Emily pick up Apple and say to Charlotte that from now on, Apple was to be Marchpane's little boy.
Yep. So Marchpane has just been awarded custody of Apple.
I like Marchpane.
He really does. He loves this evil bitch of a doll.
She's a fucking cunt. I love
that. She just called Totty, "You're a splinter."
Yeah.
She's cutting.
She's horrid. And that, I mean, Apple, the little boy, he's a little fucking terror, isn't he? A little terrorist.
Well, it's going to become one of those PSA videos very shortly.
Look, they've lit the lamp, and Apple is standing on the table.
Fucking staring into a flame.
Yeah, little Apple's staring at a flame. An actual flame in the doll's house.
Oh no, this is going to go wrong.
Well, do you want to take a guess at what's going to happen?
He's going to set himself on fire. Oh no, Marchpane's going to get set on fire. That's going to be great.
Is that what you're going with?
One of them, yeah.
We're going to lock that in then. Clunk.
Oh, the music is barking at me and Dana is calling to me. Apple is in there. The music is singing to Dana, he's calling to me. Apple, 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 I'm coming.
He's on fire.
I'm coming, Apple. Everybody, Apple.
Charlotte and Emily pulled open the front of the house. What happened to Birdie? Asked Emily. She was burned away, said Charlotte. She was made of celluloid, and that burns in a flash.
What? What the fuck? She's just... she's this... What the fuck happened to her?
So...
what was she made of?
So the music box started to drive Birdie a little bit nuts, and she was then panicking about Apple being near the flame, so she burst into the room, ran over to save Apple, where we got some great views of Apple just staring at the fire.
Yeah, like...
very satanic looks. And then all of a sudden, there's a flash.
And she's a pile of clothes.
And yet she is, well...
Was she made of, like, magician's paper or something?
They explain it in a moment. Hang on then.
Listen to the music. Birdie loved the music, didn't she, Tutty?
Yes, she did.
Wasn't she beautiful in the flame? Like a firework.
Like a fairy. She would have liked that.
So, come on.
Wasn't she beautiful in the flame?
She would have liked that.
She's a fairy.
Oh, my God. It just gets darker and darker.
Oh, God. Well, now so, we realise he's got a club foot as well. Yes. We didn't notice that.
So, Mr. Plantagenet is missing a foot. He's just got a club foot. Only one shoe. He's now head postmaster at the post office.
He got promoted, didn't he?
He got promoted over the death. Obviously, tragedy runs in this family. Apple's quite happily playing on the floor. And
With the rug dog.
We've not heard the best yet because... we always thought Mr. Plantagenet was a bit needy, but this next bit.
Things come and things pass.
Everything passes, from huge trees to tiny dolls.
And times, good times and bad times, they pass.
They come and go.
Have good times come back now, Totty?
Yes.
May we be happy now, even without Birdie?
Of course. Of course. Birdie would have been happy. Birdie couldn't help being happy.
Oh, yes, yes.
May we be happy now?
Can we be happy now?
Can we be happy?
Good times and bad times pass.
Can we be happy now?
Is it a good time? Can we be happy now?
Oh, Birdie was always happy, even when she was on fire.
Because she was fucking nuts.
Just realised that one of the voices was Una Stubbs, which was a huge actress at the time.
I would have hated this show.
I think the kids around the era probably hated this show. The two children that had to play the roles of Charlotte and Emily probably have a nightmare still to
haunting.
This day.
It was haunting. What an awful television programme.
You imagine the phone calls they have between them now, even in 2025. Like, Teams phone call. Hi, yeah. I still have the dreams about Birdie going up in flames. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Oh, I hated it. I mean, I had a laugh watching it, but I hated that.
It's so traumatic.
Look at good old Jeff putting that on there for us. 454 views.
Thanks, Jeff. But there is all of the episodes on there. They are all deranged in some way or another. But there you go. That was Totty. Go and watch it because our live reactions to it just won't. You won't get the idea of it, honestly. You really, really need to kind of just watch it for yourself.
Are they watching it? Tot T episode 5 by Silver's Gaming. Views after 2 years. That's a shame.
Yeah, well, no, they can't be watching it because it's spelt wrong. It's T-O-T, then capital T-I. It's got to be a game or something that they're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. Totty, The Story of a Doll's House, episode 5. Is fucking traumatic.
Well, yeah, thank you for ruining my evening.
Is Tom ever happy? He's whinging about adverts again. For God's sake, Tom, get a hold of yourself and make one if you think these are bad.
Right, this is the segment I've titled Advertisement Woes. Now, luckily, we are going to watch three good adverts, actually, at the end of this, which will make you so happy, and you will love them.
So we're doing Christmas adverts?
No. We're just doing one Christmas advert at the moment, because I have a serious problem with this. A really big problem with it, and it's Coca-Cola.
Didn't we complain about the Coke one last year, because it didn't have the truck or something?
Because it was Coke Zero.
Was it?
I think it was Coke Zero anyway. Now, annoyingly, I've got a feeling
Grinch is on the Asbel one. We've got to do the Christmas.
We are doing the Christmas ones this year. Don't worry. Right. When I'm back from San Fran, we've recorded the advent.
Lastminute.com as usual.
Yep. But once we have done that, we will do the Christmas adverts again. That's just a necessity every year now from the last one. No, I'm going to play you Coca-Cola's advert. And I'm hoping that this 1 minute, 1 second advert is going to have the same reaction for you that it did for me. And it certainly is not festive. So let me press pause. And we're back in the room. So you've just seen Coca-Cola 2025's advert. I do not have a problem with AI. You know that. I know that. We play with AI all the time. Mm. Valentino does exist, I promise. He is a real human. He's AI. He's real. He's AI.
In our defense, his voice is generated by AI, but we write it.
We write it, and it's also someone who has been paid for his voice to be on Eleven Labs. So exactly. He does it either way, but we've played with image generation. We've had a lot of fun with it, all sorts of things. Mm. And that, I'm sorry, lost all the Christmas magic for me.
I didn't like it at all. I mean, when it just the thumbnail, I looked at the thumbnail and I was saying to myself in my head, that looks like AI. And yeah, I know that you said it popped up and said it.
There's
I completely
says,
missed that.
Made
I missed
real
that.
Magic AI.
Yeah, I missed that. And within like a few seconds, I said, this is AI. And you can see, it's so fucking obvious. Like,
The
can
squirrels
never think
that
it's
go
not.
From cartoon squirrels to normal looking squirrels is a big giveaway.
There's a little bit of style difference in every shot. Nothing is the same throughout. Had it been real, had somebody actually 3D modeled all those characters and stuff, there would have been a consistent, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, theme, or like you could tell that would have been done consistently throughout. But that was clearly multiple generations, that everyone was rendered just slightly different. Like the seals didn't swim properly. I noticed that straight away. The three seals you see didn't look like they swim properly. The rabbits were a weird looking, or basically all the animals,
everything was weird,
looked weird. They didn't look cartoony or realistic. They lived in some what's the term called when it's not quite right?
Uncanny valley.
Yeah, they lived in an uncanny valley, which was uncomfortable to look at. And the polar bears looked literally exactly how, if anybody who's done any kind of AI image generation knows, it looked exactly like that. So imagine what you think AI generated animals look like. It looks just like that.
Yeah, no, 100%. It just, everything about it doesn't feel right. And I wouldn't even mind a fully CGI Coca-Cola advert if it was fully done in CGI. This AI bit that they've done, it just does not feel right. It feels soulless.
What's the point, though? What are they trying to prove by doing it?
Do you know what actually had more soul than that? The Polar Express. And that's fucking soulless in the CGI design. I love it. It's a great film.
See, I like the Polar Express, yeah.
But the human character, there is a lot wrong with them.
Yeah.
There is a lot that you would not leave them in a room with your children normally.
I just don't see the point to this being AI. I don't know what their point they're making.
Just bear in mind, we grew up with the real classic where they did it with real lorries.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
And real Father Christmas.
Why not just leave it at that?
Yeah.
Just go back to the old one.
They could
upscale
just
it with AI.
Replay the same advert every year. Well, they literally could do that and everyone would be happy with
it. They could take that 1990s advert, upscale it with AI so it looks a little bit better. They're insistent on doing it with fucking Coke Zero rather than full fat Coke in the UK. You're not allowed to have an advert for full fat Coke, apparently. It's always Coke Zero in the UK.
Mm. It says, well, we've both got a Coke in front of us.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I'm an adult, I can decide. Just do that. Don't make it from scratch, because that was soulless.
It was shit.
It was proper AI slop. Proper AI
absolutely.
Slop.
Absolutely, yeah. I didn't like that at all.
And no, that really, really pissed me off. I really, really fucking dislike that. Mm. So we're going to stay with some advertising woes then, because I want to see how you can improve it. And we're actually going to talk a little bit about the Untitled Sci-Fi Show for a moment. I'm going to take you back to two episodes ago when we watched Alien Rubicon.
Unfortunately, we
didn't
watch Alien
Oh, we did
Rubicon.
Watch Alien Rubicon. And if you haven't watched that epic film, it's still better than Prime's version of War of the Worlds.
Just listen to us talk about it and you'll have enough information to not need to watch it.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, there is something that happens in it with a new pronunciation of a word. Can you remember what it is?
Yeah, it's fucking him in the helicopter. What is it again?
Nitrogen.
Yeah,
that's the one. Well, these, I'm going to really apologize now already for the quality of these. So I drive around listening to talk radio when I'm driving around, unless I'm listening to podcasts, and I hear the adverts. I spent 2 days in my office working with LBC playing on my Alexa so that I could listen to the radio adverts, and as soon as the adverts came, I would press play on voice memo. Did the two adverts, well, three adverts I actually wanted, play at any point in those 2 days? Did they fuck? So the ones you're going to hear, because you cannot find these online, the radio adverts don't seem to get put anywhere, were recorded on my watch while I'm driving, because that was the only way I could make sure that I wasn't breaking the law, and that I could easily click record if needed.
Oh, I love technology.
So the first one we're going to listen to is Walkers. And the reason I bring up Alien Rubicon, I think you're going to understand. So let's see.
Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crispin' with Walkers. Delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah, no fucker says it like that, do they? Sorry, but no.
Mmm, delicious.
And, oh, you know, it actually really bugs me, because you get the full-on mouth sound of him biting into that sandwich, and I cannot say, and I know we've made you suffer with it on the show before, and I do apologise for that, because I hate it.
Yeah, we hate it, but we do it, yeah.
But listening to that sandwich go crunch, and it's just, I fucking hate this. But how could, what could you do to advertise Walker? Why are they all of a sudden, because this isn't the first advert they've done this. Mm. In the past year, there's been several adverts by Walkers. Apparently, the only way to eat Walker's crisps now is putting them in a fucking sandwich.
I love crisps and sandwiches.
Oh, I love, yeah. Smoky bacon Walkers used to be an absolutely go-to for, like, infant and junior school lunch boxes for me. Sandwich, open, bread and butter, yes.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, right, you fucker. No, it had chicken in it. I was told it was chicken. I hope it was chicken.
Nothing green in there, though, was there? There was no...
And no, crisps in it, love it. I will die on this hill, one of the most legendary snacks that I will do. I will go to Tesco, I will buy a tiger...
Tiger loaf.
No, not a tiger loaf, but they do a mini tiger kind of baguette.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's enough for one. It's like a
foot
long.
Yeah, they're nice, those.
Yeah, I fill it full of Frazzles. It is delicious.
You put butter in it.
Butter, Frazzles, that destroys my mouth, repeats on me for hours. Perfect. Best way of a bacon sandwich with a good crunch. I just don't get why Walkers is going down this route of advertising their crisps as you've got to put them in a sandwich. Oh, I'm boring Rob so much. He's
sorry,
yawning,
I mean,
ladies and gents.
Yeah, I don't know really, mate. I do like a crisp sandwich, but. Yeah, I don't know. Just have Gary Lineker just talk about Walkers all the time. That's enough for Walkers.
Make fucking Gazza cry again.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's the adverts we want, ladies and gents. We don't want fucking man saying, delicious.
Delicious.
Oh, I bet he's a Gen Z. Anyway, Jen said, sorry, Jem, you're going to kill me. I said Z, and she hates the American. Gen Z, okay? I hate the fucking Americanism. It's Z. It's zebra, not zebra.
I say Z in every scenario, apart from when I talk about the film World War Z or the game. I say World War Z. I don't say World War Z. And I don't know why. But every other time I'd say the letter, I'd say Z.
I don't know. I'm not going to play the next advert. I'm going to talk about the next advert. So... gov.uk has got an advert on the radio.
It's a good website to browse on your lunch break, isn't
it? Absolutely. It's a proper good one.
We'll just go on a bit of gov.uk.
And it's basically the voiceover. He sounds really familiar. I'm sure it's going to be like some old school television presenter.
Okay.
And it's basically a man and Mia Mouse and Mo Mouse. And the whole advert, pretty much, I can't remember it word to word because I've not fucking heard it since, so I've not been able to record it. And it's, I was with Mia Mouse.
If you keep your radiator turned on but not turned off, that's better for the environment.
And Mo said,
and also make sure you set your boiler to 50 degrees, not any higher, and then you'll save money. And
of course
then maybe
you
we can
will.
Have some more allowance.
Oh, yes, Mia and Mo. Remember, if you want more tips, go to gov.uk. It all adds up or whatever it is. That's the advert. So it's a grown adult listening to two mice about how to be energy efficient.
Yeah, and have a cold house.
And then begging for money. So what I want to really go down of the route is, let's kind of reenact this one, okay? So you be me a mouse and you tell me those two tips. So make sure you keep your radiator on. And also, make sure you keep your boiler for the hot water at 50 degrees.
Hello, Thomas. Can you please make sure that you keep your radiator temperature down to 50 degrees Celsius? And I can't fucking remember what the other one was, but make sure you do that too, you fucking bastard.
Right. Thank you. Am I really going to take advice from two children mice?
Yes.
Well, I want to have money and a house over my head, so you both can go and fuck off.
What?
They're going, fuck off. I've got a cat here. He's going to come and see to you now.
Just so you know that...
my liver!
If you get, my leg! My leg!
Who takes... Okay. Scene.
Turn the heating off!
Scene. Who takes advice from a cartoon fucking mouse? Who at gov.uk thought... How can we get adults to turn down their money and save money? I know, let's use two child mice.
Mm.
Who thought that was a good idea? To say, yeah, people really listen about money-saving ideas from children mice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just
mice children, children mice. It just doesn't sound right. Mice children. It's just fucking stupid.
Mice babies.
Again, stupid advert. Okay, we've got a bit more acting coming up after this advert.
Okay, we're good, all right.
We're both going to do our version of this
okay.
advert. So this is a really common one, McDonald's this time, and there is another one. It's another energy company that, and I haven't recorded that one either because it gets my tits up massively. It's something like Eon Energy, and it's the appliances sending voice notes.
Okay.
Going, oh, I'm sorry I used so much energy last night, oh, but we had to let off steam and stuff like this. This is fucking awful.
The kettle.
But yeah, something like that. And there's one about the dishwasher going, I guess I got a fork stuck or something. Sorry for the noise. So I'll fuck off. No, so McDonald's has taken a little bit of a leaf out of that one.
Hi, just leave a work now. Sorry, it's a bit loud. Basically, so I was thinking we could get Mackey's tonight. Had a Big Mac on my mind all day, and delivery fee on the app is now from 99p. So you in? Joshua. Love you. Bye.
Exclusively on the McDonald's app. 18 plus, service fee and small order fee may apply. Participating restaurants, serving times and T's and C's apply.
Right, so that is the advert. It's a woman sending a message to her partner, a voice note saying, I've had a Big Mac on my mind all day. Delivery fee's only 99p now. So we're having Mackey's for dinner, basically.
Why didn't she just buy it on the way home and then not have to do the
delivery? So this is the point, yeah. A, she's coming home, pick it up and save that 99p delivery fee, even fucking better. McDonald's pisses me off a little bit, and I know lots of things piss me off in this, but it's the delivery charges.
I had a McDonald's the other day. I had shits for 2 days.
Nice. 99p delivery charge, small order charge, service charge, all in the little small vase.
Tip if you get it from the McDonald's app, because it comes right
Uber, and then ask for a tip as well.
Never fucking give them one. They can fuck off.
Absolutely, and that's why you had the shits for 2 days.
Yeah.
But... it's such an awful voice message, isn't it? So I thought, we'll both literally, and I'm not, let's not be comedic about this one. Literally, you are going to send
about the other one.
A voice message to your wife. I'm going to send a voice message to my wife with how we would do it. Now I'll adjust it so it sounds like we're doing a WhatsApp message. So do you want to go first or shall I go first? Or should we even pause and have a little think first?
I'm just going to go off the cuff.
Ooh, go on then. Right.
All right, love. Walking a bit funny after last night's pegging. Up for a Mackey's. Do you want a Mackey? I'll tell you what, you always have the same thing. I'll just get on the way home. All right, love you, bye.
Right, and that probably is actually a real message he'd send his wife, to be fair, because that's the sort of message I get daily. It does make me start to wonder if that's what he wants from me, ladies and gents.
I just want someone to cuddle me afterwards. Fucking, what's wrong with it, really?
And there's me saying, be sensible. I can't take him anywhere, can I? Fucking hell. So mine would go something along the lines of this, and it almost always is this.
Can I guess?
You know, go and guess.
Well, okay, what you sent her is like, McDonald's, what do you want?
Okay, here goes. Mine would be something along the lines of,
wrap of the day without the chili jam.
And that'll be
it. Yeah, I wasn't far off. You just elaborated slightly on what I said.
That is exactly it. It's just like, yeah, you're going for the wrap of the day. I know you normally do. You just normally have, like, without the chili or whatever it is. And it's just happening. It is just happening. There's no asking permission. And I'm going to go and pick it up. Because why the fuck would you pay three different charges plus a tip to have cold food delivered to your house?
I literally wouldn't even mention how much the delivery charge cost to the wife. It just wouldn't be in part of our conversation.
Oh, also, it just really angers me that you go and stand at the counter at McDonald's and all you see is delivery driver, delivery driver, delivery driver, and your order just slowly goes up and up and up and never gets done. And then suddenly they say your order's ready. So you go towards the till thinking, oh, brilliant, my food's going to be there. And it's not. They've just done it so they don't get told off by head office that that meal's sat there for 30 minutes. No, it's not there yet. We'll bring it out in a moment.
Yeah.
Wankers. Right, I said I was going to show you three adverts. They're by Confused.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Confused.com are really weird. They went through a really good period of doing the robot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of what his name was.
Robbie.
It wasn't Robbie.
I know, because that's from the...
That's
from Star Fox.
And it's from
my dad has
the original Lost in Space.
My dad has a little toy.
Hang on a moment. Let's just do confused.com on the Apple TV. And it's not going to show it. Brian,
there he is.
The Brian the Robot ones were absolutely brilliant. Absolutely loved them. They got in a lot of trouble over the radio advert. You may remember it.
Yeah, we played it.
We did play it, and I cannot find it. It's gone from the internet now.
That's a shame.
We found you on Hampstead Heath the other night with an unidentified male. Don't worry, we've left your quote with your wife. She's very interested to talk to you.
I remember. Yeah, what a good advert.
It was just, it remembered. And then we got this weird cartoony sort of ones that appeared with a character who like strands of hair, and it's really soulless eyes that look like they're straight up from Salad Fingers.
It looks like a GCSE bite size video.
But Salad Fingers. Just happy.
Yeah, happy Salad Fingers, yeah.
No rusty spoons. But now we're back to an era that Confused.com are having fun again. It's almost like
go to the first one, because that's 4 months ago. That one's 6 months ago.
Yeah, I will show you them. It doesn't really matter what order they are in. I am going to look them up properly. So we're going to go into pause yet again. So I've shown him two of the adverts so far, and the general idea of the advert is character does their insurance through confused.com. They feel much lighter because it's dealt with,
they turn
into a balloon and float up. Then something that aggravates them happens, and they fall back down to earth with a wang bang.
And a wank.
A wang bang.
The first one was a dad, and then the kid comes in and says they get married.
I can't believe we're getting married. He goes through the table. You're not getting married.
The wife one was way better, though. I don't like your mum.
The wife one. The boyfriend of the husband's in the other room. It's like, oh, mum, she adores you. I'm sure she'd love the company. Yeah, pop, smash. I don't like your mum. Okay.
That really tickled me. I've saved the
third one for last because I'm going to have to play it and then just literally capture your laughter because I think this will break you in a good way this time.
Okay, this one's called Neighbor. What?
So he floats up. The bloke's looking at him in naked while he's getting ready. And he just looks at the bloke and goes, I don't want this. It's so dark and wrong. I absolutely adore it.
That was a weird one.
But it makes you think, has Dave been looking at his neighbour before?
Yeah. I like that one. The wife one.
Oh, I thought that was
going to
tickle you more than that. No, I'm disappointed.
The wife one was better.
Oh, the wife one was very good.
Oh. I thought we were going to see him get a blowjob or something. from that guy's missus.
Confused.com. I am.
I felt festive before, especially when someone plays with my baubles. What I don't appreciate is having the star put on top, though. Anyway, I forgot to buy my sofa in time for Christmas, so now I have to go and check stock everywhere. If only those adverts were still around and started early enough.
Right, well, we are getting near Christmas, so I've got a question for you. And it's a festive question. Are adverts, seeing we've just spoken about adverts, are adverts actually the reason we feel less festive now? Okay, let me lay it out for you. Growing up as a kid, we watched terrestrial TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant we saw shows, 3 minutes of advert. Shows, 3 minutes of advert. Ad nauseum, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And at Christmas, well, from about now in November, what would you get?
It'd be like Argos adverts.
It would be non-stop Christmas adverts. I mean, I know the DFS one always starts in summer. Get your sofa for Christmas at the first week of the summer holidays. Mm-hmm. But normally, you turn the TV on, it was full of adverts. And I fully admit that as you get older, it is harder to get into the Christmas spirit. I understand that. But I, for me, just dawned on me that I love the Christmas advert. I have watched, and we've talked about this before, I've watched the YouTube channels that are like 90s Christmas adverts. I remember them, they were wonderful. And I'm just suddenly thinking, those are what made you made me feel really Christmassy was when the Christmas adverts came on.
Yeah.
And I just, in the past however many years, haven't watched terrestrial TV. So I don't see any Christmas adverts, except for when we do the podcast one, and they are trash now in comparison to what they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I just genuinely thought, is that the reason we don't feel as festive as quickly anymore? I know the other reason is obviously shops have it in from the beginning of fucking October and end of August. That's just disgusting. And that kills the magic for everyone. I don't care what anyone says. Even if you're that diehard Christmas person that as soon as Halloween's done, the tree goes up. It is not good for it to be out that soon. But I do genuinely feel that because there's no TV really to speak of anymore, and there's no festive adverts like there used to be, is that one of the reasons you don't feel as festive as quickly?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, really. I mean, the stores are fucking doing it, aren't they? So,
well, the stores kill it. Because, as I say, it starts so early now. It feels too much. And then you get to Christmas itself, and it's like a week before Christmas, and suddenly you've spent all this money on people's Christmas presents, and everything you've bought is now in the fucking Boxing Day sale, which has started a week before Christmas. And then 2 days before Christmas, there's shops with no Christmas decorations up anymore.
So as soon as we took down our Halloween decorations, my boy was asking for the Christmas ones to go up. And I was like, dude, it's too early. You're not having the Christmas decorations up till December.
1st of December, this household.
And he was like, okay. Well, he now does this thing where whenever he... Because there's... On our walk home from school, there's a house with a Christmas tree up already. He shouts at the house saying, it's too early for Christmas. Every day he's done
brilliant.
It. And we were in, where was it? The Range the other day.
Yeah.
Christmas stuff everywhere. And he's walking around. He goes, it's too early for Christmas. I got your Christmas stuff in here.
What's the bloody Christmas cracker on Sunday in St. Albans? Turning on the Christmas lights and everything like that. Yeah. Like, this is too early.
Too early, yeah.
It is killing the magic. And I know I've just... The adverts for me, actually, I think that is a really big part for me, because to get festive, the adverts were really, really good.
Mm.
They really made you feel Christmas, because they were typically the Christmas songs you wanted. They were either Christmas carols or some of the big hits from the 80s and 90s that we've done. Yeah, great. And you look at the Christmas adverts now and they're just so soulless on the most part. And then... We don't watch main kind of TV anymore. So you don't get that joy of the lead up to Christmas with the BBC doing their nice animations going, this Christmas Eve, watch this. The film for Christmas Eve is going to be this. On Christmas Day, here's the list of...
Mm-hmm.
They were all really festive feeling. And I do think that because terrestrial TV is disappearing, no one loves it anymore like they used to. I do feel that that is a festive downer.
Even when... You know, I've been with Miranda since I was 22. Back then, we'd go to my parents and the weekend magazine would appear.
Yes.
And we'd sit there together and look through their weekend magazine to see what the Christmas stuff was going to be on TV.
And they'd
write it down to be like, okay, we need to set, you know, watch these.
They'd have the Chris, yeah, just that week before. It'd be, you always had the weekend movies in the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah.
On this channel, it's all of these and there. And then they always used to have another page, which the Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Again, and then obviously we go into the world of Argos catalogues aren't the same anymore. You can go and get an Argos catalogue. You could wipe your bum about three times with it and it's finished compared to what it used to be. Big, thick thing that you could hit someone over the head and cause them serious injury. All of that's gone now. And I don't know how we could get that back to bring back a proper festive feeling.
Well, the Argos catalogue isn't going to come back.
Oh, of course it's not. Argos is pretty much gone. But it was just an intriguing thought I had. That was all. Anyway, Let's go and find out what was best left in the 90s.
I bet we can't top Vindaloo. What a deliciously bad song that was.
Okay, we are back in the 90s, which Rob has called rapidly becoming his most favourite part of the show.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to keep this running for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
Any ideas then what this song is going to be?
I somehow managed to guess Vindaloo last time.
You did actually, didn't you? I did. No, I did give you a couple of hints for that, though.
Maybe give me some hints on this one.
Yeah, I'll give you some hints. Hang on a minute. I've just
should I just keep guessing for Eiffel 65 until it's Eiffel 65?
It's never going to be Eiffel 65. Right, okay.
Barbie Girl.
Another song from 1998. And Barbie Girl is never appearing in this because that is a good song and that's still in rotation. No. 1998.
Okay.
It peaked at number 8 in the UK charts.
Oh, that's not very good, is it?
Yeah, but
I haven't got a song that's got out of number 8 in charts.
You will know this song.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you will know this song. It features Cole Douglas. And I will now play it to you, and you will slowly start to realize what it is. And then we'll fade out, and then we'll come back with our opinion.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Bus Stops Edition. Join us in a moment. What's that, Rob? You've had enough?
Yeah.
You've had enough?
I've had enough.
Expert timing. It takes over a minute and a half for it to get to the part, the song, that everyone knows as Kung Fu Fighting. We have to put up with Bus Stop rapping beforehand.
So he's sampling it. It's
a remix with his rapping or their rapping over the top of it. They did You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by Backman Turner Overdrive the same year as a single. I've not got a copy of that. I'm not planning on it either. I love that fucking song and not having it scarred by some dirt like this. I do like the original Kung Fu Fighting song, though. It's just cheesy
crap. The
original
Kung Fu
Fighting.
It's like
YMCA. It's good in that way.
I haven't necessarily got a problem with the original Kung Fu Fighting. This, I did not even remotely enjoy. I didn't even remember it. It can go back to whatever fucking hellscape you found it from. This came out of the Event Horizon, didn't it?
I've got an admission. I bought this on CD single from Woolworths.
Jesus Christ.
It was a red CD single with a white circle in the middle with a...
They said, do not play under any circumstances.
And on the back, it's like, if you have a Windows 95 PC, we've included the music video for this. So you could watch a heavily compressed version the Kung Fu video.
That's quite cool. Thank you for them for doing that.
No, it's not quite cool. It was cool when Weezer did it with Buddy Holly. It is not cool when Kung Fu Fighting with Bus Stop. No.
I thought this was fucking dreadful. Put it back where you found it and let's never talk about it ever again.
He said it was going to be shorter. Instead, it's bang on time. Well done, Tom.
And that, ladies and gents, is the end of another show. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for all our people that support us on Ko-fi. So that's John Oddtrotz, that's also Karen, and also James of Super A to Z. Talking about our friends, then, you can also find out more about our show at channel84.co.uk. You can also find all our contact details there by clicking on the button that says Talk to Us, where you'll find our email addresses. I just need to swallow some saliva there, sorry. TJ@thevarietyshow.co.uk and Rob@untitledscifishow.co.uk. You can email both of us at podcasts@channel84.co.uk. That comes directly to both of us at the same time. If you would like to also find out about the other shows that our channel supports, you can find out about Light Used with Karen and Adam. You can find about Who Takes the Socks Off with Ross and Simon. You can find James on Super A to Z. Loads of great shows on our network. Go and listen to them. We're on all popular podcast platforms. All of us are. Just go, subscribe to us, listen to us. You'll love us. Otherwise, thank you very much.
I had a public service announcement, didn't I?
Oh, you've got a public service announcement.
Regarding the last episode of the Sci-Fi Show.
Yeah. It's as in not the last ever, as in the
one that you would have just
the
heard.
One that has just gone out.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to edit.
Which was Event Horizon.
Event Horizon. There's a considerably large amount of it I'm thinking I'm going to cut out.
Is it your 25-minute ramble?
Partially. But it's also, I just want to clarify that Tom and I are friends. We do like each other. And oh, the banter that you may or may not hear in that episode, because I'm yet to fully edit it, might imply we don't like each other, but we do. Okay,
does it really come across that badly?
It does come across that we don't like each other.
Oh shit!
So I'm going to be cutting some of it out.
Well, to be fair, you I know I had my little tantrum at the beginning. You then ribbed me for talking for too long, so I then wind you up for talking for too long.
Yeah, we do like to poke fun at each other and wind each other up.
Yeah, we do like poking each other.
But it's all in good fun. We do like each other. Love you.
Bye. I'm going to go and peg him.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.